Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to a special episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron, and we have a special episode all about WrestleMania. Let's start the show by discussing the WrestleMania news. Number one, JR will not be calling WrestleMania again. Aaron?
A lot of people have been talking about how he is going to be calling it. However, though, that is not the case. Again, even though Cole and the King will be having a match, you do have a lot of other people available. You have Josh Matthews. You also have Booker T. And, you know, even Matt Stryker, if you want to get down into it.
Well, you could also have a fake Gorilla Monsoon or something like that come down. Actually, that's kind of mean. Anyway, so Kofi, he's not going to be wrestling now at WrestleMania. What's going on with this?
They originally were going to throw him and Christian into a match with Big Show and Kane as a four-man tag team against the Core. However, though, as we saw on Raw this past Monday, that has been changed. It is not going to be those four teaming up. Instead, we have Santino and Kozlov being thrown in to the tag mix. So it'll be a 4-on-4. Kofi, for whatever reason, I don't know if he took somebody off in management or if he just they had other plans for him, but they just decided not to have him in a match.
I think that's ridiculous. He should be at WrestleMania. There's no reason why he shouldn't be on the card. This is why they should have a Money in the Bank match. He could win it.
I agree. And, you know, that's something that obviously we're going to talk about a little bit later.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So let's get right into the matches. We have John Morrison, Trish Stratus, and Snooki versus Dolph and Lay Cool. What do you think on this one, Aaron?
Well, the buildup was, 2 weeks long? For this match, so yeah, it was 2 weeks long, and you're throwing in a celebrity just because she's known for being loud, being drunk, and getting into arguments and fights with other people. And so apparently now she is a wrestler, and so this is probably going to be their fifth main event. You know, it'll be like in the middle of the card. You know, is what this match will be. I don't know. What do you think of the buildup? What do you like it?
Nah, they should have been trying this out weeks ago, not just, hey, let's put these two people together like they did, you know, like let's have the Core win the IC title. You know, that's just ridiculous. They should have had more. Every one of these matches should have had at least 3 or 4 weeks build up.
It's booking on the fly. That's the problem.
Yeah, that is the big issue. A lot of the stuff should be planned a year in advance, and it's not. Complete waste of time. So who do you think is going to win, Aaron?
I am going to have to go with Team Snooki. What about you?
Unfortunately, I have to, too. Because that's who's going to win. So
yeah.
So we have the Core versus Big Show, Kane, Vladimir, Kozlov, and Santina.
What do you think of the build-up to this? Even though, while, don't get me wrong, this match was technically announced this past Monday on Raw, the match itself has been built up because the Core was feuding with Big Show for really about a month now. Then Kane got thrown into the mix, and they were feuding a little bit with Santino and Kozlov. So, I mean, it has had some buildup to it.
Yes.
What do you think of it?
I think it's going to – I mean, the Core is going to come out on top on this one, and I think that the only reason why they're going to come out on top is because I think Vladimir is going to – he's going to take the pinfall, unfortunately, but got to go with the Core.
You know, I agree with you. I think that it'll be the Core also, and – it's one of those things they need to build them up as a legitimate, you know, group of people. And if you let them lose, and I understand you have to have faces win, you have to. But if you have them lose, then it'll be kind of tough. You know, you're going to be setting Wade Barrett back. So in my prediction, I believe that having the Core win helps them more than it would help out the others.
Mm-hmm.
Makes them legitimate.
Right. So I'm going to – next match we have is Rey Mysterio versus Cody Rhodes. I'm going to go Crossroads on this one, definitely. I don't think Rey's going to win this one. I think he's going to – he's going to put Cody
over. One of the things I want to ask you, though, before is what do you think of the build-up to this match? I mean, you know, kind of the –
the build-up has been going for a long time, and I like it. They've had little segments here and there. He's, you know, Cody's interrupted his match, just the one match. You know, I think the build-up's been perfect, and I'm glad they've done it the right way. So because of that, I just think Cody's going to win. I just know he is.
In my opinion, the next three matches we're going to talk about, including this one and then the next two, I think are the three of the best matches on this card. And I think that the build-up to them has been good, and, you know, it's been so-so in other areas. But these are the three matches that have the capability of stealing the show as the undercard, in the same way you had, like, at WrestleMania 3, for example, when you had Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Macho Man go at it. That was a huge match, and while everyone always remembers Hogan and Andre, the former match really stole the show. So I would say that this match, I agree with you, Cody winning will help him out a lot more. And if you listen to episode 56 of Off the Mark, you know, you're going to really understand why that there's a better possibility of Cody winning than Rey Mysterio. So let's move on to the next one, which is Sheamus versus Daniel Bryan. And this is the first one that really has something on the line, which is the U.S. title.
Finally. I'm not better about it.
What do you think of the buildup?
Build-up's not been the greatest. They basically did this over, what, a four-week period, if I'm correct? Was show no reason why this should be going on besides the fact that Daniel Bryan needs to be at WrestleMania, so does Sheamus. And the build-up's been pretty good, and I'm just going to say Daniel Bryan's going to win. I don't think Sheamus is going to retain. I think he'll lose at WrestleMania.
Interesting.
Yep.
I must say the build-up to it, I agree. It seems like a match that was thrown in there to get Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania, because when you put him on a main stage like that, then you have the possibility of really putting him, you know, like pushing him further into the spotlight. And I think having him win will help him out more. This is a match, though, while I am going to pick Daniel Bryan to win, having Sheamus win does not surprise me. It does not surprise me at all. Like, this is a match, like, and I was kind of fighting with myself, and I didn't really pick anybody until we started the show and it came to the segment. But I was thinking about it, and Daniel Bryan's got to be the guy, you know, because it will push him into the spotlight. And not that it'll push, yeah, well, it'll hurt Sheamus. However, though, you could have Triple H back there saying, you know what? No. Sheamus, not only does he deserve a world title, you know, within 3 weeks of being here in the WWE, but he also deserves to be King of the Ring. And, you know, might as well, you know what? Give him the U.S. title. Have him go over Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. He lost last year. Have him go over this year. You know, they might do that. Who knows?
Yeah, they are crazy like that, so it wouldn't surprise me. So, anyway, let's move on to Randy Orton versus CM Punk. The build-up has been perfect, I think.
Really?
I think it's been perfect. They've done it just perfectly. I have no complaints about this. I just know what the outcome is going to be. I can tell you exactly how it's going to happen. So.
And why don't you go over it?
Well, then it's going to be CM Punk winning with outside interference from a new member of the Nexus. And I don't know who it's going to be yet. That's the only thing I'm not sure of. I have thought of, like, Christian, or it's going to be someone big, not someone weak. So CM Punk will definitely win. And I will say he's also going to punt Randy Orton.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I kind of wonder where we're going to differ on matches, because I agree with you. CM Punk, him winning, it's going to elevate him. You know, it's really going to push him up there. So I agree. I think that CM Punk has the better – he's going to win. He's going to win.
Definitely. So next we have Michael Cole versus Jerry the King Lawler. And Stone Cold is the ref, and Jack Swagger will be in Cole's corner. And I'm going to call it right now. JR is going to be here, and this is going to be one of the first matches. JR's
so you
gonna
think
be,
that he's going to come out to commentate for this match?
And then it'll just stay. Because I think it'll be him, Booker T, and Josh Matthews. I think that's going to be the three guys.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, we reported earlier in our news section that he was not going to be there because he had been saying, no, I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to be there. And even WWE was saying that he's not going to be there.
Yeah.
So, they like to do that, which is fine. I mean,
that's what my dream would be if that's what happened. And of course, the King will go over.
Yeah. Having Cole win would make absolutely no sense because it doesn't do anything.
You know what they really need to do to Michael Cole is that stupid cage that he has. If he gets in it for some reason, I hope like Stone Cold gets like a hose and dumps beer in there or something like that. Just have it filled up. Because that's what they need to do. I mean, that's what that thing's perfect for. To have him floating around in beer and stuff. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
So Edge versus Alberto Del Rio. On this one, the bill has been going for a long time. I think they actually they brought Christian in because it was getting boring. Because they started way too soon, I thought. Way too soon. So I think that's why they did that, but it's been pretty fresh. Everyone knows it's going to happen. I just wish that they would have been talking about Alberto Del Rio winning the Royal Rumble because they haven't really talking about how that's how he got to this point. But I think Alberto Del Rio is going to win, but I think it's going to be for a different reason. You have Sin Cara coming out the next week. You know, another Mexican wrestler, another guy who uses the armbar for his finishing move, too. So I think
he uses a different type, but
a variation of it, not like Del Rio's, but it's close. We will get into the details. But anyways, so definitely Del Rio.
The thing that really annoys me about this match in particular is that you could have added Christian to this. You could have done it 2 weeks ago. Just thrown him in there, have Teddy Long come out and say, oh, you beat Alberto Del Rio. You know what? You deserve a shot. In fact, now I'm making this official. It is a three-way dance. Because looking down this card, and, I'm getting a little ahead of myself because we have two more matches to talk about. But looking down the card, it is a three-on-three match, a four-on-four match, single, 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 single. Oh, all singles. You don't even have a tag team match. You don't even have the tag titles on the line. You don't have the Intercontinental title on the line.
And the Women's Championship?
Which no one cares about. You could do a three-way dance. You could do a four-way dance. You can do these things outside of, calling a pay-per-view Fatal Four-Way. What's next? A Triple Threat, pay-per-view, which is what they're probably going to do since they listen to this show. So this is one of those things that they really – really lost a step because if you do the build up from Royal Rumble until WrestleMania, Alberto Del Rio versus Edge, you do this build up. Well, guess what? It gets old, like you said. You add Christian into the mix 3 weeks before WrestleMania. It's brand new. It's fresh. It is huge again. So that's my biggest complaint. With that said, I'll make my pick now. Alberto Del Rio has to win this because it will put him over the edge. Pun not intended.
Exactly. So next we have John Cena versus The Miz for the WWE title. Bill, it's been great. I don't like the fact they threw The Rock in all of a sudden. That didn't make sense to me at all. But I'm going to call it now. I just know that with the way it's been built up, Miz has to win. Can't have John Cena win this. And I think that The Miz is going to win because The Rock's going to interfere. Just call
interesting.
Out.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to disagree with you.
Well, then you're wrong.
This is going to be the first. Cena has to go over at WrestleMania. I don't think he's ever lost a WrestleMania match. I could be wrong. But he has to win. He really does. You always have a face almost always wins out for the WWE title. Almost always. And you do this because, you get more people watching. You get more kids watching it. And, I mean, just imagine if back in, WrestleMania 3, Hogan lost to Andre. It would have been like, holy crap. That sucks. I was such a Hogan fan, and I'm never watching wrestling. You get stupid crap like that. That's why I believe Cena's going to win. And I'm, like I said, I could be wrong. I think that Cena has never lost at WrestleMania. If that is correct, what I am saying, then WrestleMania 28, I'm calling it right now, will be Cena versus Taker. And I'm almost guaranteeing that's what it's going to be, because that'll be the last big match. So I say Cena. And speaking of Undertaker, we have Undertaker taking on Triple H. So, Andy, why don't you talk about the build-up a little bit?
Bill, it's been boring. Could care less about it. I'm not going to lie, dude. I mean, in all seriousness, I don't care about this match. And that's the sad part, because it's a title match. Or I'm sorry, that it's the streak. It's Triple H. Can he beat the streak? And the thing is, they're building up where Triple H has to win, and that ticks me off. But if the WWE is smart, Taker will win. So, unfortunately, on this one, I'm going to go with Taker.
Unfortunately?
Yeah, because I don't think he's... truthfully, I don't think he's really going to win.
I'm actually going to... I'm going to say the same. I'm going to go with Undertaker. I think that the streak will have to remain intact, because it's going to be one of those things that you have to leave there, you know? So, I'm going to go with Taker. Now... we've gone over all the matches now. There's one thing that we are omitting, and I want to know, what do you think The Rock's role will be at WrestleMania?
Ooh. Good question. I think he's just going to be at the last match.
And, really?
Yeah, I just think that he'll be with Triple H and Taker. Or no, I'm sorry, not Triple H, Taker, but Miz and Cena, and I think he's going to come out and interfere, so, well, the Miz wins.
Hmm.
Hey, what do you think, dude?
You know, I think that The Rock is going to come out there, he's going to open the show, and he's going to come out, not after every match, but after every other match, maybe, or every now and then he's going to come out. And he's going to sit there and just, you know, do whatever. He's going to, you know, be The Rock. He's going to, finally, The Rock has come back to Atlanta, you know, type deal. That's what's going to end up happening.
Is he going to say Hotlanta, or is he going to say Atlanta?
He'll say Atlanta, because he's, you know, he's not stupid. So he's going to come out, and he's going to say, finally, The Rock has come back to Atlanta.
To Hotlanta.
He's going to be involved in the Cena-Miz match. Now, we don't have confirmation yet that Cena-Miz is going to close the show, because originally they were saying that it was going to be Triple H-Taker, and now they've gone back on their word and said that it's going to be Cena-Miz, and I think the reason behind that is because they're saying that The Rock is probably going to do something to John Cena. And in fact, after watching the Raw this past Monday, I'm thinking a rock bottom and a people's elbow is going to be done to Cena, in my prediction.
Definitely. And then I think The Miz is going to come in, the ultimate opportunist, and pin him. 1, 2, 3.
No, I think it's not going to – I think it'll happen afterwards. After he wins the title, Rock's going to be out there watching the match. Rock's going to clap. He's going to get into the ring. He's going to shake his hand, and then he's going to pull him closer, give him the rock bottom, and then the people's elbow. That is my prediction.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's what your prediction is. It's going to be wrong. You know why? Because Cena 6-1 at WrestleMania.
Oh, and you know what? Actually, that is incorrect.
You want to make a bet?
I can actually guarantee you that he isn't. And the reason behind that is he lost a triple threat match against Randy Orton and Triple H. He was not involved in the pin. He was not involved in the pin at all.
Oh, come on.
So he was involved in the match. For example, WrestleMania 20, Shawn Michaels, he did not win the World Heavyweight Championship. Chris Benoit did, but Chris Benoit won by making Triple H submit.
All right, okay. You got me, all right.
So, yeah.
Anyways, so... let's move on to HostGator. Are you a blogger, a podcaster, not happy with your web host? Check out HostGator.com. You'll find web hosting made easy. They are easy and affordable. They come with unlimited disk space and bandwidth, one-click script installs, and has a free site builder. Stop by today and try a free demo and see how easy it is. And if you use the special code off the mark, you'll save 25% off your hosting package. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Aaron, what are your expectations?
I am actually not that excited for WrestleMania. I mean, I am and I'm not. Last year, I felt had so many big matches. I mean, look at like Randy Orton versus Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase. That in itself was a main event match at another pay-per-view. You had Triple H and Sheamus, another main event match. You had Jericho and Edge, Cena and Batista, Shawn Michaels and Taker. Those matches right there are huge matches, and then you throw in the Money in the Bank on top of it. It's huge. You had gimmick matches. You had singles. You had tag team. You had great, great matches. And something that I talked about earlier that I'm really disappointed in is the fact that it's only singles matches. And yeah, you have a 3-on-3 match and you have a 4-on-4 match. Neither of those matches are exciting, though. Those are three people, you know, 6 and 8 people who otherwise wouldn't have wrestled at WrestleMania. They just decided to throw in there at the last minute. So it doesn't excite me. And the other thing that really, really upsets me is the fact that there are no gimmick matches. And yes, you can say that Triple H and Taker's no holds are barred, but I'm sorry, that's not a real gimmick match. A gimmick match is here's a hardcore match, here's a ladder match, here's a cage match. You do things like that. None of those matches are in there. Not to mention something that I know you want to talk about, which is the Money in the Bank ladder match. So go ahead.
Oh, I'm furious about this. Why are they not this is the reason why you watch WrestleMania. It's usually the first match. All but I think last year's first match got everyone into it. Everyone was happy. Yeah, there's a couple weird bumps that happened. Big freaking deal. That's why Shelton Benjamin needs to come back, because he'll take those bumps. And he'll probably wear a Ring of Honor shirt while it's going on. The thing is, I just wish that I just wish that they would just bring it back. That's my big thing. So I'm mad still, but whatever.
The only thing that I would credit them for, though, with this is the fact that the Money in the Bank, they have the pay-per-view now for it, but the buys for it were pretty low. So instead, why not just have that at WrestleMania and then rename the Money in the Bank ladder match something else? I mean, you could have a King of the Ring pay-per-view. They used to do that. Why not do that again?
Yeah, well, they could.
You could do a big thing with it, too. You could have 16 people from Raw, 16 people from SmackDown. And do that, and you could have a build up to Bragging Rights if you wanted to, or build up to King of the Ring, or whatever you want to do. The problem is that WWE, they think because it's WrestleMania, you're going to buy it. And my expectations are pretty low, which actually might be good, because last year I had high expectations and I was disappointed with WrestleMania. This year I have very low expectations, and you know what? It might be better, because I might actually enjoy it a little.
Right. I completely understand. I mean, I'll tell you the truth. When I ordered it last week, I was just like, $60. That's what I was thinking the entire time. I was like, well, got to get it. So I ordered it. Now I got to call one of our friends up and tell him that it's $80 and let's go halvesies on it. you got any last words, though, for this year's WrestleMania?
Yeah, you know, I guess just to piggyback off what you just said right now about the price, you know, they're talking about it's $60 for WrestleMania. I remember when that, like, they raised the price to $40 for WrestleMania, and we were like, are you kidding me? Like, that's insane. You know, it's an extra couple dollars per person. Now we have to pay, you know, $5, $6, $7, you know, to have over 8 people to watch this, and that's crazy. It's $60. You know, you're having over a couple people for it. I'm having over a couple people for it. Realistically, let's say that you're having over 2 other people and you're going to pay for it. You're talking $20 each just to watch WrestleMania, to watch 4 hours of wrestling. You better be putting on one hell of a show. That's all I can say.
Yeah, because that's a lot of cash. I mean, like you said, I remember when I was complaining that I had to pay $24.95 for a pay-per-view. Then went to $29.99. I was like, what the heck? A lot of money. We can't just get 10 people over anymore and charge $2. It's $3 now. What the heck? So that's all we got for this week's show. If you're in the Twitter, you can follow the show at Off the Mark 86. I am A Hughes 86. He is AP Hughes. I want to say thanks to Section 86 and 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank my co-hosts for coming on each and every week. And I want to thank for listeners for taking the time to download and listen to this show. And be sure, while you're watching WrestleMania, if you're into the Twitter, just follow OffTheMark86. We're going to be tweeting every match, everything you could think of. So, well, anyways, until next time, we will see you at WrestleMania.